Lord, you are so glorious. You are so glorious, O Lord, in your ways. Let the Spirit of God, your presence, let it flood our souls on here today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. My soul thirsted for the living God. Hallelujah. As a deer, and the heart panteth after the water brooks, so longeth my soul after thee, O God. I'm reading to you this morning from some few Psalms. I start at Psalm 42 and verse 1. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they say continually unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of God. With a voice of joy and praise. With a multitude that kept holiday. Yet, inside my soul was cast down. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when your soul is famished, when your soul is cast down, there is something that soul is looking for. It's the hunger. God engineered that soul like that. There is a hungering. Sometimes people latch out. They don't know what they're looking for. There is a void in that soul that only the presence of God can feel. Not even all the good things that even God himself can give us can satisfy that soul. All good and perfect gifts come from above. They come from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. Yet with even everything that only God himself can offer, yet it cannot satisfy that soul. James 1 and 17 will tell you that God is the giver of all good things. But even what he himself can give cannot satisfy that soul. The only thing in material things, I mean, and physical things, the only thing that can satisfy that soul is the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And we've been dealing with the Holy Spirit the last few days. Today, we come into his presence. We want that hunger. We want that thirsting after God. Not just the things that God can give us, but we want God himself. Hallelujah. We want to seek his face, not just handouts from him, but we want to seek his face this morning. I'm reading to you next from Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. What is he looking for? To see thy power. and thy glory, even so as I have seen you in the sanctuary. I've seen this once before, but I want to see it again, he said. I want to see your power. I want to see your glory. I want to see your presence. Glory to God. Moses, the great man of God, walked all kinds of miracles, even the parting of the Red Sea. After all of that, he said, show me thy glory, Lord. Show me thy glory. My soul longeth after thee, O God. Say in the Barashilakusandi. My soul thirsteth for the living God. When shall I come and appear before the Lord? Lord, I need you more than ever. I need your presence. Satisfy me, O Lord, early with thy presence. With the best of heaven. Your presence, Lord, is heaven. Heaven to me. Lord, I cry unto you this morning. Satisfy my soul with the best of heaven. I'm reading to you again from Psalm 84. As the psalmist said, as we begin to read all his longings for God, you'll see why God called him a man that was after his heart. I'm reading to you from Psalm 84 now. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainted for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Masirabo shalika. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house. The swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Today we say, blessed are they that dwell in thy presence. But they shall still be praising the Lord. They will be still and know that I am God. Raise Samburiya Kalashida. I want us to just soak in his presence. Here this morning, blessed are they that dwell in thy presence, O Lord. They will be still. Keep silence before me, O house. Be still and know that I am God. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Hallelujah. In whose heart are the ways of them who passing through the valley of Baca. Make it a well. Oh, thank you, Jesus. They go from strength to strength. Hallelujah. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. Are you coming before God today? I want you to come before him today and open your souls and your hearts to him. We're not asking him to give us, you know, anything else this morning, but to give us himself. Hallelujah. Over the last several weeks and months, we've been claiming our possessions and doing all of these things. And now we're coming into the Holy Spirit and his presence and so on. You know, today I want you to just come and let your soul be saturated with his presence. There is no greater feeling, because that soul was created to long for God, and only God can satisfy it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, our shield, look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Hallelujah. A day in thy courts. You know, but are we willing to spend a day in his presence? I mean, just stay there and not rush off. You know, in fact, if people come into this room right now, And here that we're talking about just waiting and soaking in his presence. And we're not talking about, you know, God giving us this and God giving us that and we getting this and we getting, they might just drop out of the room and move on, you know, because people are more attracted, you know, to lessons and teachings and ministrations where we're talking about, you know, God giving us all these things, we achieving, you know, acquiring and doing all of these things, you know, and that's good. God wants us to get those things. He wants to give us the kingdom. But he wants more than anything else to give us himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said to Abraham, you know, fear not. I am your shield, an exceeding great reward. And he offered himself. May we take that offer anytime from the Lord. He's in his presence. He's also in his word. I mean, how do we react to his word? You know, Psalm 119, the longest one in that Bible. The longest, you know, chapter, really. Got all those verses in there. Mostly talking about the word of God. And how do we react to his word? How do we react to his presence? What does he mean to us? Glory to God. I'm just going to read a couple of verses. You can read the whole chapter, 107 something. You know, I mean, so many verses there, 176 or so. But let me just read verses 81 and 82 to us this morning. My soul fainted for thy salvation, he said, but I hope in thy word. My eyes fail for thy word, O Lord, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? I mean, this man always longing for the presence of the Lord, always even longing for the word of God. What is our reaction to his presence? What is our reaction to his word? A sobering lesson this morning as we admonish ourselves in the things of the spirit. Hallelujah. Psalm 130 and verse 5. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. Are you waiting for the Lord? Are you hoping in him? Or you take matters into your hands? You know, sometimes we're not patient. And the reason, you know, that people get into all kinds of difficulties is because we are not patient for the Lord. I mean, Sarah was not patient. You know, and, you know, I mean, patience has to be enduring, no matter how long. And from the human point of view, she indeed was patient. Because many, many years had passed. You know, but she got to a breaking point. Everybody has their breaking point. You're going to get to some breaking point if you wait long enough. Because long hope wearies the heart. Wherefore the psalmist said, make no tarrying, O my God. Come to my rescue early. Because you wait long enough, you wait 20 years, you wait months and months and months, and years and years and years. Enough time passes, your soul's going to break because of long waiting. So what happened to Sarah? And then her soul broke and she said, look, I can't wait for this anymore. You know, here is a plan. Maybe I can have a child through my maid. Well, the end of that story is the problem we have today in the Israel and the Arab nations till this day. So You must wait patiently for the Lord. My soul waited for thee more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. You know, when you are excitedly looking for something, you know, it's like a little child. The parents have promised, you know, oh, we're going out to Disneyland or Disney World or some exciting place in the morning. You know, when we get up, when we wake up, we're going. And they've been looking forward to that. They're not going to sleep all night. Go rush to the parents and say, is it morning yet? And they say, no, it's not yet morning. Go and sleep. And they'll come back. But they don't, I mean, they're looking, waiting for the breaking of day because that's when they said we're going. You know, I mean, how is it with us when we are waiting for the Lord? Hallelujah. Satisfy your soul with his presence while you are waiting. Glory to God. Fill your soul with his presence. Fill your longing soul with his presence while you're waiting. Hallelujah. Back to Psalm 119. This time I'm going to read to you verse 162. Like I said, powerful stuff in that psalm. You can read all of it. I rejoice at thy word, O Lord, as one that finds great spoil. It's like this man just, he thought he just won the lottery or something. Christians should not play the lottery. I just use that term. It's like he found great treasure. Hallelujah. So my soul, rejoices at the word of God. Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. He also experienced from time to time, you know, joy and rejoicing when he heard the word of the Lord, when the word of the Lord came to him like that. Thy words were found, Jeremiah 15 and 16, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the rejoicing and joy of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced with them. I sat alone, you know, because of all the trouble that I had. It filled my heart. My life is filled with indignation. My pain is perpetual. My wound is incurable. You know, when you feel like this, what do we do? Well, say, my pain is perpetual. My wound is incurable. I mean, refuse to be healed. Will thou altogether be unto me? I mean, as a liar, as waters that fail. I mean, he felt so bad. He thought that God had deceived him sometimes, you know. And people feel like that many times. They say, well, you know, did you not promise this? How come then not? You know, did you not promise that we're already healed? How come then I'm not healed? Did you not promise, you know, did you not promise all these things concerning our children? I mean, how come they are this way and that? I mean, there are many, so many things. You can fill in the blanks, you know. And then, but the Lord, he will let us know that, look, you know, man is triune. We got the flesh, the body, we got the soul, we got the spirit. That soul constantly longing for something. Sometimes he doesn't know what he's longing. And when situations are around a person, their soul might be downcast. Downcast. But the solution is let that soul yearn for the living God. Let that soul cry out for the living God. God is the only one that can satisfy that thirsty and the longing soul. Glory to God. You know, Jeremiah, you know, he knew that. And the Lord told him, look, you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall seek and search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. Yeah, that's a promise. And I will turn away your captivity. Glory to God. Whatever the negativity or captivity that we are in, whatever evil report, whatever situation, you know, whatever multitude of tokens of lies against you, I come up against you that, yeah, though the Lord promised you this emerging and all of these things, yet look at you, you know, and you make a little progress, and the devil comes all against you. And, you know, and then, you know, somehow, you know, your heart is just heavy. But just wait a little longer, and the word of God will never fail. While you're waiting, though, you know, fill your heart with his presence. Jesus promises in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. He said, you know, blessed are those. You know, I mean, he promised many things, and he explained many things, you know, in that so-called Sermon on the Mount. But here he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. When your soul is hungry and thirsting, the Lord said, I will fill and satisfy your soul. Jeremiah 33. And verse 3, again back to Jeremiah, the Lord told him many things, because he questioned a lot of things. The Lord said, look, call upon me, you know, and I will show you even great and mighty things which you have not yet known. That's what we ought to be doing when our soul is famished. You know, when it looks like our expectation is delayed or cut off or cut away. Let your soul turn to the Lord in those moments, because he will satisfy your soul with his presence. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. According to Jeremiah 33 and 3. There are many things that the Lord promised to those that are hungry and thirsting. You know, if you hunger and thirst after his righteousness, you will be filled. Glory to God. And only truly Jesus and the Spirit of God can do that. Revelation 21 verse 6, clear on through the Bible, he's still promising the same thing. Even in the book of Revelation, chapter 21 and verse 6. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Hallelujah. So when we are thirsty for God, he promised that he will rain his water down freely upon us. Revelation 22 verse 17. Clear until the end. Still inviting us to come. Come with the thirst and hunger of your heart. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And I say to you today, come. Come into his presence. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, and if you do come, come and take the water of life freely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. I say there is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. You are my helper, my helper. You are my helper, my helper. There is something. Oh yes, there is something. Oh yes, there is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. What is the thing that makes you come into his presence? Is it just because you need some handout from him, as people say, seeking his hand rather than his face? Or do you need his presence? The essence of his spirit, the feeling and moving of the joy at the presence of God, that's the only thing that can satisfy our thirsty soul. But we need to direct our thirst to God, not after the things that cannot satisfy. You know, the Bible says there are many things that cannot be satisfied. The eye that is full of lust can never be satisfied. The wanting eye, always wanting more, can never be satisfied. The grave can never be satisfied. Well, I tell you something too. The soul, that's my addition to it, can never be satisfied unless it is flooded with the presence of God. That's right. Can't be satisfied. Can't do it. You know, no matter what they get, they will never be satisfied. That's why people acquire wealth and yet they are not fulfilled. And they want more and more and more. They can never be fulfilled. Because those things do not fulfill the soul. The Lord satisfied the longing soul. Psalm 107 verse 9. He's the only one that can do it. The Lord is the only one that can satisfy that longing soul. Nothing else. And he filled the hungry soul with goodness. Hallelujah. So there is nothing else that can satisfy that longing soul. But the Lord can do it. And his presence, the Spirit of the Lord, he can do it. Now, that's going to be our prayer this morning. And in a few minutes, I'm going to lead a session of prayer. And we want to just pray that the Lord will flood our hearts with his presence. Hallelujah. Give ear to my prayer, O God. Psalm 55 and verse 1. And hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me, O Lord, when I mourn in my complaint. When I make a noise before the Lord, when I cry out because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, when I cry out, when my heart is sore pained within me, when the terrors of death are falling upon me, when you've received a bad report, there are some deadly diseases that people don't even want to mention, such as cancer. When the terrors of death are falling upon me, when fearfulness and trembling have come upon me and horror has overwhelmed me. Oh, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I just want to fly away and just want to get out of here. You know, let me just wander far off and get away from it all. Let me remain in the wilderness and so forth. You know, let me get out from the storm and the tempest. Say, hasten my escape from the storm and the tempest. You know, and all these things. But I tell you what, in it all, while you're waiting, satisfy your soul with his presence. Woo-hoo. The Lord satisfied the longing soul. He's the only one that can do it. And when we are seeking for him early, we will find him. Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 3. I will pour waters upon him that is thirsty. If we are truly thirsty for the Lord, there is a refreshing that will come from him. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon dry ground. Hallelujah. and I'll pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray today, as we are in this room right now, as the Spirit of God is beckoning to us to come. Jesus said, come. In Matthew 11, he gave that challenge and that invitation out to everyone. Come, he said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Matthew 11 and 28. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, he said. Look upon me and be ye saved. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There's only one place where we can find rest unto our soul, where our soul can find fulfillment, and that's in Christ. You know, that's when we are in his presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to pray. Hallelujah. We're going to pray, and I want you to pray with me. I'm going to pray this prayer for myself. I'm going to pray it for you. And I ask that you pray with me. A different kind of room today, but always just go with the flow of what the Holy Spirit is doing. You'll find out why later on today. You know why he prepping your heart with his presence. You may find out tomorrow or a few days later, but he knows what he's doing. So now I'm going to pray, and I lift up my voice, Lord, on behalf of first myself and then my wife and then everybody that is in this room currently, that you will satisfy our soul, Lord, with your presence. Nothing else can satisfy our soul. Lord, when you offer us yourself, we don't want to be saying like Abraham, but I don't have a child. We want you, Lord. I want more of you. Rashandi maros se kika baro tachi laros. Karinda baro selai. Selai taboya. Lord God Almighty, satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul with thy presence, Lord. My soul thirsted after the Lord. My soul longeth for thee. When shall I come and appear before God? I come, Lord. I come just as I am. I come, Lord. And I thank you for your promise. Say, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Come as you are today. Bring your burdens to the Lord. And lay it upon him and turn your soul towards his presence. He can fill your longing soul with satisfaction. And only he can satisfy the longing soul. Nothing else can. Even when he gives us things, when we ask for things, whatever we ask for, and he dishes them out to us, it still cannot satisfy the longing soul. But only his presence. Lord, we come into your presence this morning. Fill our hearts with thy spirit in the name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord, to truly thirst and hunger after your righteousness and your holiness. And we know that we shall be filled. When somebody is filled, then they are no longer hungry. Jesus said, look, the stuff that I give you to eat, you will eat and you will not be hungry. The bread that I give you, when you eat it, you will not be hungry. The water that I give you, when you drink it, you will not be thirsty. Lord, may we evermore drink of that water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give us, O Lord, pour out of your Spirit upon us again and again and again. Fresh water anointing in our hearts today. And I ask and invite everyone, come to the Lord just as you are. If you are listening and you don't even know the Lord, come as you are. Hallelujah. And he'll bring you into his presence. Thank you, Jesus. Today, Lord, I'm coming as I am. I'm coming, Lord, as I am. And I want you, Lord, fill my heart with thy Holy Spirit and thy presence. In Jesus' name. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Come unto me, saith the Lord. Come unto me, and I will fill your thirsty heart to overflowing. Hallelujah. Come unto me and receive the living waters. For my people have committed two sins, he said. In the book of Jeremiah 2 and verse 13, the Lord says, we have committed two sins against him. And what are these two sins? What might these two sins be, Holy Spirit? Reveal them unto us. My people have committed two evils, he says. For they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. And they have turned to other things that cannot satisfy their soul. They've hewed out to themselves cisterns and broken cisterns that can hold no water. But in the meantime, I'm right here, saith the Lord. I am the fountain of living waters. To the which if a man cometh and drinketh, he shall thirst no more. I am the living bread, which if a man eat of this bread, shall hunger no more. Come ye therefore, ye children of the Lord, run unto me, for I am the satisfier of your soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you spoke directly to our hearts and souls this morning. May that hunger and that fire be in our hearts daily for the Lord. Glory to God. This is the only thing that keeps you going. When your soul is thirsty and you don't know what's wrong, it's because you need more of God. When you are down and heavy, it's because you need more of God. Thank you, Father. Let there be a lifting even this morning in the name of Jesus. As we plunge ourselves into the presence of God. Oh, joy, joy, joy from your presence. May we receive that joy in the name of Jesus. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Glory to God. And at thy right hand, there are pleasures evermore. The Lord our God bless everyone this morning. And may your hearts not wander away from him. I pray that my heart will not wander away from the Lord. That my heart will be up fasting upon him. My eyes fasting upon him. My soul longing for him. As a heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my heart after thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.